live from the Pride 48 studios. It's Geeky Gay. I'm your host, Adam. It's Friday, May 11th, 2012. I'm bringing you another episode of Geeky Gay. Hey, everybody, how are you doing? I'm doing pretty good. I'm getting ready to go to Dallas. I have to go to Dallas tomorrow, and I wanted to record a show really quickly to put out for everyone. And just actually, I'm recording two podcasts in a row tonight. Just got finished live streaming, actually, DI Plus with Daniel. And we had a good turnout in the chat room. We did that on both Pride 48 at pride48.com and also at on a Google Hangout. We did video. So if you guys ever want to see me, if you're, I'm assuming that most people that listen to this little trashy, whatever you want to call it, show that I do, probably know me from DI Plus and the Adam and Maddie show, so I'm sure you've already seen me. But if you ever want to see me other than the cartoon or the videos on other various websites, then you can look for that. I think normally we record on Sundays, and that really hasn't been decided because Daniel's like, first of all, we used to record on Thursdays, and then he was like, oh, I'm have a really busy schedule at work and I need to go to bed, so can we record on a weekend? And but he said for a while, so I don't know how long a while is going to be, but we had to do it tonight because I'm going to be out of town and Mother's Day is on Sunday. So I wanted to talk about, you know, I wish I had segments for this. I know it's not really a show, or I keep saying this is not really a show. It's more of a personal journal. But I'd like it to be entertaining, so if anybody has any ideas of what they like to hear me talking about, by all means, give me some ideas. I don't want to duplicate things that I've talked about on other shows, and, you know, most of my funny content I try to save for DI Plus because we're a comedy podcast. So anyway, but what I wanted to talk about, I saved it for this, is what the president said about gay marriage. And I thought, you know, I'm just going to come out and say it. I grew up in a Christian home, and I have mixed feelings because I had that Christian guilt, you know, for a really long time about being gay. And so for a while I said, you know, I don't want to call it marriage because that is a Christian thing. I wanted to completely separate my gayness from the Christianness. And so, you know, I didn't want to call it that. And so I was supportive of people saying that, you know, as long as we can have, not marriage, but that other thing, as long as we can have unions, civil unions, that we're fine. But I want to say, when I heard the president say that he was supportive of gay marriage and he thought we should all have the same rights, I was really happy to hear that. I was surprised, you know, that I was so affected and moved by him saying that. And I know a lot of people have said, oh, this is, you know, this is a hoax. You know, they planned it. Joe Biden, they sent him out to say it first, for those of you who don't know. Well, I mean, we don't know for sure that anyone sent him out, but Joe Biden made the statement first that he was supportive of gay marriage. And he said he couldn't speak for the president, but as for him, he was for it. And a lot of people have said, oh, you know, we think that the White House orchestrated the whole thing, and Joe Biden totally was just, they sent him out to test the waters so they could poll a little bit afterwards and figure out, you know, if that was accepted by people. And then that they would totally, you know, that the president would then come out and say that to help his numbers as well, if it was received well. And that they planned it all around the time that North Carolina banned gay marriage. So I just wanted to say I'm really happy, though, even though maybe it was planned, you know, but when the president comes out and supports you and says he thinks that you need to have the same rights as other people, whether it's staged or not, he is a powerful figure, and I'm really happy that he made that statement. But the downside to that was I was at home that evening, and it just brings back all this bad stuff because my family are not, they think it's a sin to be gay, a very religious family, and I love my family, but it makes it very hard to discuss anything with them because I can't bring up, you know, people I'm dating. I can't anything like that. I really can't discuss. So the consequences of that happening that day and the fact that I was over at my basically babysitting my mom because my stepdad is out of town, is that I got to listen to her and my grandmother go on about how it's a sin and, you know, if gay people have to do that, you know, they could have civil unions, but, you know, marriage is a religious ceremony and it's something between a man and a woman and yada, yada, yada. And you got to hear all that kind of stuff. And I just don't, I don't like hearing that stuff. And so I had to listen to that. So, and the other point I wanted to bring up is, have you ever been around those people? I was listening to a radio show today and they were talking about this issue and they were totally supportive of gay people getting married. But the thing that I did not like was they made the comment that who cares? Why do we care? We're not affected by this. And I think the point that I wanted to make by that, have you ever been around these straight people that possibly are not pro-gay? They may think that it's wrong, or they may not, but their stance on the issue is they're not really supportive as in, I support you, I think you need to have these rights. They're more supportive in a way where they are like, you know, why the hell do I care? You know, do whatever you want, even if you're, you know, abnormal and I think that it's wrong. You know, you're your own person, do whatever you want. I think we should be focused on other things. Well, that kind of offends me a little bit because it's still people saying, you're not important to me. I don't really care. You don't affect me enough for me to worry about it. So I'm not gonna make a big deal out of it. But it's not someone actively saying, you know what, I support you. And those are the people who I want to seek out and be friends with and have in my life, are the people that actively say, you know what, Adam, I support you. I think that you have every right to be gay. I think that you are gay and you're still Adam. There is nothing, you know, that is the kind of person that I want to be around. And for, there are just people out there who they want to tap dance around it. You know, they want to say, oh, well, you know, maybe it's not okay, but you don't affect me. As long as you're in your, with your door closed, you know, doing your little thing behind closed doors is what they always like to say, then, you know, everything is fine. Just don't show it to me. You can have whatever rights they want to give you. Don't show it to me. You know, everything will be fine. And those are the kind of quote unquote supporters that I can't wrap my head around because it's like a backhanded sort of support. I don't know. So, I mean, I just feel weird because I've gone through my life, you know, having this angst or whatever you want to call it, you know, that, I, you know, having to please people and so many people I were around not being supportive about the fact that I'm gay and that sort of thing. I've had some interesting offers recently from a friend of mine, from Daniel, you know, saying, oh, you should come get a job at my company and move to Connecticut. And, you know, my vacation to Orlando was such a blast because I was around all these gay friends. And when I went to Pride 48 last year, it was such a blast because I was around all my gay friends and my gay supportive friends. And I think, why did I move to a place where I have no gay friends? I have no, you know, community to hang out with. All of my community is online, all my listeners and the people that I podcast with. And part of me wants to just pack up and move, you know, and be around my community. I really like the area that I live in, but I have no gay community to speak of. So it does make it difficult. It really makes it difficult. So there's not a way to really segue, but that was all I wanted to say. I'm really happy that the president is being supportive. I hope that it's not just an agenda, but if you look at things for politicians, anything they say is always polled first, measured, written by somebody. You know, they're wanting to say exactly what they're supposed to say. So at least this time, the rhetoric ended up on the side of the gay people, you know? I mean, at least it ended up. So the other thing I wanted to talk about today is the company that I work for has a whole month where we raise money for something called Children's Miracle Network. And I think that's fantastic. I think it's great that we do that. My issue is this. We have over 3,000 people in my building alone. And my entire company does this the entire month of May. So from May 1st until the end of the month, you come into the building. Every entrance, you are bombarded by someone doing a silent auction or breakfast or lunch or, you know, Mother's Day is coming up. Buy flowers for your mother. Every corner that you pass around, there's some table set up in a hallway with a bake sale going on or, you know, whatever. I could go on and on the entire month. I mean, they should just take my fucking paycheck. I'm getting bombarded by people, you know, you can't even walk past without them saying, you know, oh, wait, do you want an Indian lunch or would you like a hot dog or, you know, why don't you, you know, bid on one of these silent auction items? And I'm at work, but I'm getting bombarded by people, you know, telling me, oh, buy this, do this, bid on this, do this, you know, laying on those guilt trips because it's for the Children's Miracle Network. And every team, you know, wants to outdo the other one and raise more money. So it's all you hear about for like the entire month. I'm so tired of it. I just want to take money and just every time they say something, just hand out a dollar bill or something, you know. Don't buy anything. Just be like, look, here's some money I'm donating. Now leave me alone. Because, I mean, I'll donate, but I don't want to. I'm on a diet most of the time, so I don't want to eat all that stuff. I don't need any junk that's in a silent auction. I don't want to dunk my manager at some dunking booth. I mean, if you want a donation, just have us all just say, hey, we would like everyone to donate this month, and this is our goal. And whatever you think that you can afford to give, give that, and it'll be fine, you know? But I mean, don't solicit at work. I'm trying to go in and get work done. And people are soliciting me for Indian lunches. And let me tell you, it smells like Indian lunches during May. That's all I got to say about that. So summer... That's stupid. So summer's coming up, and I wanted to know what you guys watch for summer. I'm so excited because, well, I don't watch a lot of reality TV. But and summer is mostly reality TV, but I will tell you, two things that I watch in the summer, and one of them is the Next Food Network Star, and the other one is Hell's Kitchen. And I saw an ad the other day for Hell's Kitchen, and I know it's contrived, and he's not as much of an ass, but first of all, I think he's cute. I think he's really cute, and that would be, for those of you who don't know, it's Gordon Ramsay. I don't know how he has time to have like 15 different shows. It's kind of like Daniel having like 10 different podcasts. But I watch that one and I watch the Next Food Network Star. And I don't know. I'm trying to think if there's anything else that I watch in the summer. I really, you know, I'm more of a non-reality show person. And they usually put the reality shit on in the summer. But what I wanted to know is, you know, what kind of things do you guys like to watch in the summer? Are you the, you know, Top Chef, Hell's Kitchen, Food Network Star, that sort of thing? You know, I don't know, HGTV, they also have a Next Design Star. And I don't know if that comes on in the summer or when that comes on. But it's interesting to know. So I'd like you guys to tell me what you watch in, you know, during the summer. I watched Grey's Anatomy tonight. And I'm not going to spoil it for anybody, but I'll just say they were doing this whole thing that, oh, everyone's leaving, you know, they're all going to different hospitals. And I was like, how's it even going to be called Grey's Anatomy if the main character, like, moves off to another hospital? And then, of course, as most dramas will do, you know, they're one show away from the season finale. And I was looking on all these websites that I look on, you know, I was like, checking to see if it was canceled or something, because I was like, they can't move off to some other place, you know, they won't have a show. And it wasn't canceled. So anyway, I checked it and it's been renewed. So let me just tell you, there is a dramatic ending. So I'm going to Dallas tomorrow. I'm going to be keeping my ex's dog for a month. And this is the last month that Mark is gone, for those of you who know who Mark is. And it's the last month. He's right now we're at about 35 days. And the whole last month that he's gone, I'm going to be keeping another Cavalier Spaniel. But the difference between Katie, my dog, and this Cavalier is this Cavalier is much more active and has bladder control issues and is very bossy. And as I've said before, Katie doesn't bark or do anything like that. This dog will bark, will come up and slap you upside the head with her paw if she's not getting her way. And apparently, Maddie tells me that she requires, at night, she has to sleep in the bed. And Katie doesn't do that, so I don't know how I have a hard time having someone that I date sleep in the same bed with me. And, you know, I certainly don't want a dog sleeping in the same bed with me. So I don't know how this is going to work. I've got to go buy a baby gate first thing so she doesn't have... And her name is Ellie, by the way. So she doesn't have accidents on my floor. Anyway, so I've got to go get ready to go to Dallas. And sorry I was kind of all over the place today, but I really wanted to put out a show. And those were a few of the topics I wanted to discuss. So I hope you guys found that a little bit interesting. I'm going to go pack. So if you want to contact me, you can email me contact@geekygay.com. You can go to the website geekygay.com or geekygay on Google+. And also on Twitter, I know this is a little bit different, but I'm Adam H, the number 2T. And I do try to tweet every day. So anyway, I'm going to be in Dallas and I will see you guys or talk to you next week. Bye, everybody.